Last time Jeff Cheney joined us, he's the mayor of Frisco. We were talking about that brand new development, that the Fields Project. It's going to include the PGA headquarters and all the golf tournaments and all that activity that's way out north. But there's a whole lot happening just south of that too, and so we thought we'd have the mayor back. Thanks for coming with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
So you have you've had a lot to say grace over. You've only been mayor for 2 years, but you've been on the city council for 9 years, so you've seen all this stuff coming. I mean, this is all the Star and Frisco Station and all the other things going on right now have I guess made their way through the council during that time.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot happen over the last 12 years, and you know, that the leadership, George Purifoy, our city manager, being city manager for 30 years, just having that consistent leadership, you know, we've been able to kind of work together for a long time to start building what we're seeing today.
Because the only development that I was ever aware of was Frisco was Craig Hall, who I actually told was just out of his mind to build way up there when there was no tollway and there was no, you know, even anticipation of a continuation of 121 or anything else. And I guess that was the catalyst for all this.
Yeah, I mean, Craig Hall was a true visionary. He loves telling the stories of that first broker event, and nobody showed up when he built his first building. But that was a big gamble, and it certainly paid off, and he'll continue to develop that over the next 10 years. The first economic driver, though, I'd say, was Stoneburyer Mall. That's really what put Frisco on the map and became an engine for the city. So if you said what got it started, that was it. And it's just been off to the races since then.
See, as a naive Dallasite, I still have in my mind, I still have trouble on that demarcation line between Plano and Frisco. But I mean, it's all about Frisco now. In fact, I was intrigued by this new music venue that you've built out. In fact, I know Craig Hall was talking about wanting to donate maybe land for a performance hall or something for the arts. But now you've got this new music station, is it what?
Music Street. Yeah, and so we're known as Sports City USA. We already have the assets of many sports franchises in our community. We're a tourist city, but we're really trying to round out with different entertainment options and really become known as an arts city and entertainment district. And this is going to be a major component. There's been nothing like this built in the country. So we're really excited about it. It's straight from Nashville. So we talk about, you know, Music Street is going to be the road to Nashville. And so how the music industry is changing as far as how artists have to get in front of the public and how they promote them and how they sell music. And so they say there may be a Tuesday afternoon where Carrie Underwood comes in, does a surprise performance kind of thing. So,
but otherwise it sounds like it's sort of Shark Tank for musicians.
It really is. People can get discovered here. And so the people investing in it are Nashville executives and promoters, and they're picked Frisco as a nice destination spot to really look for talent. So we're going to have that kind of talent that you normally see in Nashville right here in Frisco. And they've really created a unique venue where you have a 1,000-seat indoor venue. You've got an outdoor stage, multiple other smaller stage where, you know, you can have large performances.
Then you got restaurants right.
Restaurants, a private club, pop-up kitchens, and so it's really designed as a multi-use entertainment space.
You know, it almost seems like this was the missing ingredient in making Frisco autonomous to a work-live-play area. I mean, you know, if you wanted to go see a play, or you know, you'd have to run into Dallas, or you know, but now you exist as a separate entity.
Yeah, I mean, we're very aware of that as far as wanting to grow our art scene and what that means for our community to round out as a community, to attract the type of businesses we want to attract, is we need that component. And so this is certainly going to fill a big need of that. We still have the big dream of a larger performing arts center as well. And so that's where our attention is being set right now, is how do we round out with the arts community?
Is Frisco in any danger of being built out? I mean, you know, we were talking about this gigantic Fields project here the other day, and you've got all this development with, you know, Jerry Jones and the Perots and everybody else. How much developable space is there?
You know, we're about 70% built out, so we still have a long ways to go. You know, what's interesting now is, you know, we talk about Frisco being the fastest growing community in the country and all the things that are happening, but what may surprise you is a lot of times we're patient. It may not seem like that, but it's waiting for the right idea, you know, and the best idea. And so we say no a lot more than we say yes, and so to get these types of projects.
Well, and you're sandbagging some land, too. I know this Grand Park keeps getting grander. Talk about that a little bit.
You know, Grand Park, when it's all said and done, in my opinion, is what Frisco will be best known for. It's that caliber of park. I mean, 600 acres right in the heart of our city, both on the east and west side of the tollway, will eventually lead all the way to Lake Louisville with...
All the way to Lake Louis?
Yes, sir. I mean, many, many trails and connect through our core rail district. And so this is going to be a generational park. I mean, it'll be able to host events with 40,000 people in there, I believe, if we want to do something like a Kaboom Town or something like that. It's going to have a large lake in it as well that can have sanctioned events. You know, we can have our own crew team if we want, our high schools.
Really?
And so it's going to be just this really active element that is the heart of our city. And you just picture driving the tollway as far south as far north, and when you drive through Frisco, it's going to be a visual representation of what we are as a community.
So what's the timeline for that? Is that something that evolves over time, or is it something that gets built all at once?
Well, there's kind of three key components to it. I call it the three C's of Grand Park, which is, you know, we have to get the core approval, which is the lake permit.
Right.
We actually have to do a cleanup of Stewart Creek from the Exide plant, so that's the next phase, and then really develop the final concept, which is what these 600 acres are going to look like, how it's going to lay out. And we hope to get all three of those moving forward early next year.
So is this is just south of the PGA?
This is right in the heart of the city. So it's right at Main Street in the tollway, essentially, is where City Hall is, where our future library is going to go, are kind of right there on the northern side of where Grand Park is going to be.
So do companies float past? I mean, do you get these sort of anonymous inquiries all the time about maybe relocating to Frisco?
All the time. In fact, we're being very aggressive in corporate relocations right now. We were excited when Dr. Pepper Keurig chose Frisco to move their home, but we're looking for other Fortune 500 companies and want to be very aggressive there. It is interesting that a lot of times they'll have code names, and we're trying to figure out who it is.
Yeah.
So that's part of the game and part of the fun. But you know, right now, our Economic Development Corporation, Ron Patterson, our pipeline is full. And we hope to have a lot of exciting announcements here later this year.
Really? You got something hanging right now?
Yes, sir. We're busy.
No, it's just the two of us here. You couldn't share something like that.
Maybe when we get offline, I can give you some hints.
I'd like that. It's fun to watch a city develop like this almost overnight. Jeff Cheney, now two-year mayor of Frisco. And stay busy. Keep the dirt flying out there, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.